Hello friends, the preparation for the lesson was done by the tens of North America, California, and New York 3. We're going to read an excerpt from Balat Solam's letter number 11. I will also ask you that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust of bodily matters from among you, as this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to their Maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there is great compassion and love between them.
Dear great friends, it is a pleasure and an honor, as always, to be with you in this holy space that the Creator has made for us to practice love of friends. We are the California groups, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and together with our great brothers from New York 3, we've helped to put together this lineup. We are approaching Congress, and the groups are excited. We're excited to be building our states, and our teacher is giving us very practical advice these last few days to practice love of friends, and we're all really excited to join with you in this upcoming Congress and this upcoming lesson, which is our next state. So we ask you to turn to inward into your tens, face the Creator, ask Him for the corrections that we need to build the good state that we need to be in to reveal Him. With that, we will go to a question for active workshop. Question is, how do we demand from the Creator to let us see the friends in a perfect state? Again, how do we demand from the Creator to let us see the friends in a perfect state?
A demand, like any demand, has to be a decisive demand from the bottom of the heart, with the understanding that we want to see our friends like that. And it's necessary because it's going to help us reach it and realize our role.
Yeah, we have to be convinced and convince each other that it's necessary for us, that this is what we need, because otherwise it's not going to happen just like that. We saw in the last few days that when we were working on envy in the prayer, we had to do work to diminish ourselves, to be ourselves, to see ourselves as representatives of the Creator. It's something you have to work on, ask, and build between us. And from there, it'll come.
In truth, to demand, it's good. However we do it, it's good if we demand, as long as we demand the Creator to see the friends in the perfect state. But the best reminder is when you see the flaws of the friends, and then it starts to bother you that it's happening again. It's bothering you, it's an It's a good sign that it turns to the Creator, and it's a sign of our development.
It sounds like the friend's words are the article that we read yesterday, how much deficiency you need, how it's necessary and not accessories or luxuries. We have to add to it the purpose of creation. You see the friend's flaws. You don't see them as perfect. So why should they give you and not to someone else? We have to connect it to... When you see the friend's flaws, you are actually putting a flaw in the Creator. As Gershon says, you have to see, you have to demand that it'll be in order to bring contentment for achieving adhesion.
And
relative to the friends, we can always check ourselves, what is our attitude towards the Creator? Because in my attitude towards the friends, how do I see the friend? That's how I relate to spirituality in general. It's also a sign. A sign for it is that I don't see them in the perfect state. It's a sign that another layer was revealed, a deeper layer within the general will to receive, which is some form of a reward for laboring, for investing in love of friends between us. So the demand to see the friends in the perfect state is an expression of our desire to form correction. This is ongoing work. We have to help each other, awaken it each time anew.
The friends are already in a perfect state. Sometimes when you get to really support them or cling to them, then you really see it. But the more you're confined to yourself, you think it's the opposite. And then there is room for prayer, for demand.
To demand something, you have to want it a whole lot. Otherwise, what are you demanding? For that, you need friends to bring you the deficiency.
So before we demand, we have to make an effort in acting. And that's the beginning of the demand. Unless we demand, we won't have a real deficiency, only by exerting to act it out as much as possible. We'll get to the right demand and He will give us the real need for it.
I'm going to try to act the next state, the perfect state, in the ten.
I really resonate with what David said, that we have to look for envy, look for how this state is happening between us. And that's the beginning of the prayer or the demand, the very acting itself. It's as if we're trying to build castles in the sand, and then the reforming light comes and builds for us a real castle.
Precisely, we need to try. If we won't try and fail and feel that you want it more than anything and we fail, then what are we asking for? It has to be something we truly want it. We try to do it with everything we've got. We failed, only then He can help us. Only by that we'll get there. That's the way we reach that request.
The assertiveness of the demand, the fact that we demand of the Creator not give up. This is my son's defeated me. Although, as Krishna said, what I see in my eyes, I manage to want to see in the way that the Creator Himself sees them.
As far as we're concerned, only to continue, never stop with the effort, even if within reason we may not believe that we can succeed, it's the Creator who's going to finish it for us. We're picking up this heavy sack, and then we can cry to the Creator to come and help us.
We're going to read an excerpt from Baal HaSulam's letter number 13. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life.
New York 3.
New York 3.
Закройте глаза и почувствуйте все эти искры, друзей.
A silent workshop. Close your eyes and feel all these sparks of the friends who have gathered in this lesson.
Возможность соединиться.
And express gratitude to the Creator for giving us an opportunity to connect.
As
part of the preparation for the World Kabbalah Convention, Discovering Life in the Tent, many tents have sent in their common prayers, and the Congress prep team has assembled one single prayer from all of us to the Creator, and now we're going to hear that prayer. Prayer of the Kli. Dear Creator, the good who does good, the force of love and bestowal, the ruler of all creation, thank you for giving us the opportunity to ask for connection with each other. Help us aim our hearts in the right direction, completely opened to your love. Grant us the qualities, your qualities, to constantly think about our friends, to hold each other, give strength to each other as we march towards the knowing of our true existence. Hasten us to the needs of our friends, teach us to be in joy, to be inspired from each other, to rise in faith above reason, covering all crimes in love. Grant us the forces to remain steadfast in this very important moment, to maintain the Arvut and remain always in your holy work. The world is in need of our connection. We hear your call, and we gather together, assembling a great society, ready for the work, committed, devoted. Help us ascend in the virtues of men, to approach you and experience you, to bring your purpose, your plan, your promise to them. In gratitude and joy and awe before you, let us delight you in our actions. Let us love and keep the commandment of love your neighbor as yourself. Amen.